www.ReverendRoy.com.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
And we welcome you to our show, Border Crossings on the Air. And today we have another music maker in our studios on tour for his latest album, Anything's Possible. Joe Taylor is here with us, so hang around for a while. This is Border Crossings. Border Crossings, and we welcome you to another great program. My name is Larry London. I'll be with you for a bit as we check out the latest music from a new album called Anything's Possible. And we have with us in the studio today Joe Taylor, the guy who made the music on Anything's Possible. Welcome to DC.
Hey, thanks for having me, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Now, you're called a subway idol.
I am.
Can you explain why the New York Times would label you a subway idol?
You know, initially I thought it was a little bit of a hoax. I auditioned for this thing called Muni, which is Music Under New York. And it's like, you know, all the performers in the subway, they have to do this if you want to be amplified. So you don't have to have a permit if you're not amplified, but it's very difficult to do anything if you're not. So, okay, so we do this thing. I send my press kit into Music Under New York. So the day before, I get this call from the New York Times. And so what happens is that they basically say, well, hey, are you gonna audition for this thing tomorrow? First off, is your name Joe Taylor? Yeah, it is. And so the whole story was, okay, well, do you mind if we come with you? We'd like to film, you know. I was like, sure, okay. Well, what's your address? All right, well, I live, you know, Upper East Side at that point. Okay, so what time are you leaving? 10:45. And the audition wasn't until like probably maybe 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking these guys are just putting me on. So let's see if they really do come at 10:45. Fast forward, next day, I'm walking out of my apartment, and lo and behold, there they are. Hmm. And I was like, okay, well, how you guys doing? You know, we're a little early. Do you want to go have some breakfast? So I took them to breakfast, and then we ended up jumping down there, did the audition. And initially when we were walking in, because I'm lugging all my equipment, I have the Subway stuff. And so ultimately they're like, do you need a hand with that? No, I'm good, you know. And so we walk in and they're like, are you nervous? Well, what do you mean? Why would I be nervous? Well, you know, because, you know, people have their stick, they do this, they do that, and are you going to just play your guitar and sing? And I was like, yeah. And you sure you're not nervous? No, I'm not nervous. I enjoy this. This is fun. Auditions are fun. So we walk in there and the entire media for the tri-state area is there. I had no idea. Hmm. Apparently they accept, like, I think they audition maybe 100 people and they probably get like 10,000 applicants. Wow. And I had no idea that I didn't know what I was to expect. I'm just thinking, oh, I'm going to play in the Subway and, you know, make some change, you know? Mm-hmm. So I walk in there and so then one of the guys comes up to me and says, okay, we want to sneak a mic on you. Okay, well, are they going to be okay with that? Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. So, okay, so they got, and we basically filmed it, and there's a cool video. So all you got to do is just type in Subway Idol, Joe Taylor, and...
And there you are.
And there I am, and apparently I got it. Mm-hmm. And at the time, they were like, you know, they didn't film it. It was 2 segments, so I didn't know if I got it or not. But a mutual friend of mine, who's another performer in New York, basically said, dude, this is like 5 hours later, you're on the front of the New York Times. Your video's on there. And so I guess the audition went really well. So, and the rest is just kind of history. So,
had you performed in the Subway before that?
You know, I hadn't. Well, maybe a couple of times in between platforms. Now, with Music Under New York, they give you designated areas. It's a lot. It's much better. It's much easier. There's nothing like having 3 or 4 trains simultaneously moving by while you're trying to sing over top of that without any amplification. So I did. I've tried to perform in the Subway, but not successfully until I had the permit to do it. So with an amp.
Wow.
An amp's a big deal there.
So. It is. So they showed up on time, and it's probably the only time anyone from the Subway was on time.
Absolutely.
So Joe Taylor's our guest. You have quite a famous last name. I mean, there's Johnny Taylor, there's James Taylor, there's many, many people named Taylor in the music business. Are you related to anybody?
You know, I'm not. Some people say, hey, is James your dad? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this earlier, and yeah, sometimes I'll be in the Subway. And well, I've actually retired from the Subway, but I'd be in the Subway and they'd say, is James your dad? And I would say, yeah, you know, why are you here? Well, dad's a little mad at me right now. Dad kicked me out. Really? Yeah. Oh, well, here you go. Let me throw you a few dollars. Mm. Hope you guys work it out. I love his music, by the way.
Well, you know, I can't, when I'm listening to you speak, there's one thing that gives away that you're Canadian. Out. You say
out.
There's the Canadian coming through. Love Canada. Love Toronto. I've been there many, many, many times.
Have you been to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
No, I've not.
Okay.
But I
was at
the
Four
Seasons Hotel and Bathurst and Bloor and Yonge Street and
Bathurst
Love Toronto.
And Bloor. Well, there is one thing about Toronto. If you get a chance, go up the CN Tower, and there's a section where there's like 6-inch glass, mm-hmm. and you're like probably 140 stories up at that point, mm-hmm. and just go on the glass and jump on it. You can see right down, and that's a pretty cool thing. So I recommend you do that.
All right. I think maybe I'll try it.
All right.
Joe Taylor's in our studios today here on The Voice of America, and he has his guitar for the benefit of the radio audience, so that means we're in for some music.
Absolutely.
What are you going to sing for us?
This next song is a little bit, we made a video recently. It's called Here and Gone. Mm-hmm. I wrote it with my producer, who's in LA, and a great songwriter named Kevin Fisher. And this one is called Here and Gone.
Here and Gone. Joe Taylor on Border Crossings.
Take your time, but take some chances. Live your life, but don't ride fences. Pull me in, or let me go. Down either road, you know there's no right or wrong. Believe me, I won't let you leave me lost in between here and gone. You're the cloud's silver lining, and you're my second strike of lightning. You make me burn, you make me glow. Take your time, take some chances.
Sounding great.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joe Taylor here on Border Crossings. The album is called Anything's Possible. Why did you choose that name? What's the story behind Anything's Possible? It sounds very inspiring.
Yeah, well, if a guy that was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, can move to Toronto, grow up there, and then end up moving to New York, playing music, doing that full time, and then working with a Grammy-winning producer in L.A., anything is possible.
Hmm.
That's
great. Is this your first album?
This is my first full album.
Your first full. You put out a couple of EPs before?
Yeah, a couple of. Yeah, I got a couple of different things. Yeah, but this is the first full one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come to pick the songs that you put on your first album? Because that's kind of a big statement. I mean, that's got to be a hard process deciding of all the songs you've written, which 10 or 12 are going to make it on my very first album.
Well, just to that pretty well, the way we came up with that process was my producers. I work with a guy named Matthew Spindell and Jeff Gross. Matthew works with Rick Springfield, and he also was the guy, he engineered Supernatural by Santana. He did like Dr. Feelgood, so he's got dozens and dozens of credits. Okay, so getting to your question now, the process was very difficult. Let's just say the standards are pretty high. So the idea would be to try to get a song through one producer, which was Jeff. And if we basically got a song through him, then it would get pitched to Maddie. So if we got a song through both of them, we basically were popping, the cork on the champagne bottle, because that's how hard it was to do that. So I probably wrote myself probably close to 200 songs to pick the 12. And then I ended up doing writing or co-writing. And the last three were actually done by a great writer. His name is, and he's also played on the CD. His name is Matt Bissonnette. And now Matt's full-time job is he's actually Elton John's bass player.
Wow.
So he's doing all the backgrounds as well. And he's playing most of the bass. And, so let's just say the process was very demanding. That's how it was done. It was just, you know, and it took 5 years to finally get this thing done. It just, we put in so much to it. And so we wanted every song to be good. I mean, sometimes you get an album, all right, you got one or two good songs. We wanted every song to be great. So and that's what happened. And that's how it happened.
And your production crew, I was reading where one of the engineers had worked with Tom Petty and Don Henley. So you've got quite a very solid group of people behind you.
Absolutely, yes. It's amazing how much talent was involved with this project. So, and I'm very fortunate to have worked with them. So.
Now, I want to ask a songwriter this question. You've written 200 songs, 12 make the album. Yeah. What happens to the other 180 songs?
Oh, those songs, I'm sure they're lingering around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, sometimes...
More albums or just
more
kind
albums
of...
down the road or maybe singles. Nowadays, it's becoming more singles. You know, we were looking at the CD before. Well, this CD isn't quite as, it's not quite as full as it used to be as far as the physical packaging.
Right.
It's going to get to a point where it's just going to be all singles or 4 or 5 song EPs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved, actually. If you go back in history, you listen to, like, the Beatles. I love the Beatles, by the way. Huge influence. And you would have the single, and then you'd have the album, and then sometimes they put out the EP, get the 4 or 5 songs. So, but it's going to go back more to singles and then, like, a 4 or 5 thing. Like, it just economically doesn't make sense to make a full album.
Mm-hmm. So, is there, I mean, would you say or would you agree there's less pressure being an independent artist because of the nature of the business these days? They give you a shot, one album, you don't do well, and then, boom, you've lost your contract.
You know, it's funny you say that. Yes, I think there is less pressure when you are an indie. However, the good news is you're your own boss, and the bad news is you're your own boss.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go back to, like, the 70s, yeah, take someone like a Billy Joel or a John Denver, whoever you want to mention. These guys didn't make it on their first album. They didn't make it till their 4th or 5th album.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, these guys wouldn't even exist because you got to hit it right now.
Right.
And,
you wouldn't get 4 albums.
You wouldn't get 4 albums. So you sort of got to do those 4 albums on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's what I'm learning anyways.
Now, you worked with Rick Springfield too.
I opened up for him last summer at the Paramount in New York City. It was a cool gig. And then I actually worked on his last album. I laid down some of the backgrounds. I think he's putting out a new one now. So it would have been the album Songs from the End of the World was the one that it was good. It was a great experience.
Here on this show earlier this year talking about his new book.
Yeah.
So
he definitely, his memoirs have come out, and he's been a really good guy. He's helped me out. So there's the Canadian accent again.
There it is. Hey. Now, you've been influenced by the 70s. You're a 70s guy.
Come on. I love and modern as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like 2000, you kind of get me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 2004 and like, 1970s. Mm-hmm. I love some of the stuff in the 80s, but I'd say for me personally, after like Appetite for Destruction, mm-hmm. I just kind of checked out for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. I went back to like the 60s and the 70s and even some of the jazz. You know, I was digging that, some stuff and some mm-hmm. swing and ragtime and all that stuff. So,
what do you think the difference between the singers of the 70s and the singers today is? If you could put your finger on probably the most noticeable difference between what we hear today and what we heard in the 70s, other than the technology. And
yeah. Well, I would say the big difference is genuine. Mm-hmm. I think people nowadays, they're trying so hard to fit into where they're told where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. In the 70s, you just did it. You just let it happen. I just feel like it's a little more genuine when you do your own thing. And, you know, everything is so pigeonholed. It's like, mm-hmm. It's almost like going to, you know, we were in the cafe downstairs and we were looking at, you know, the chips and the, that's kind of how it is. It's like a vending machine. It's like, okay, going to pick this option. There you go. There's, mm-hmm. okay, it's going to be a country album. There you go. It's going to be a rock album. There you go. It's going to be a grunge album. Boom. There you go. Mm-hmm. Don't step out of that category. In the 70s, are you kidding me? They had the 6 and 7 minute singles. I mean, Led Zeppelin wouldn't even exist today.
Right.
You know, and they're my number two, by the way. Like the Beatles are my number one, Led Zeppelin my number two.
Wow.
So.
That's a mixture of rock sounds.
Yeah.
Joe Taylor's our guest. I'm going to ask you to do another song.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
I would be absolutely honored. Yep. Let me sing you the song that I did when I was auditioning for the Subway Idol.
Oh, great. What's this called?
This is called All Around the World. This is a happy song.
Floating somewhere in a bottle out at sea, and a bartender serving laughs out there like a message you don't have to read. There's a teacher's desk of papers with an apple underneath, and the student learns the wisdom of its simple gravity. Yeah, I want to feel them ring in my ears. I want to all around the world, looking for the sign. Everywhere you turn, you find love if you believe it. All around the world, be what you desired, live inspired. What you give is what you get. You go all around the world. Words are dancing all around the minds of those in love, when they finally get an answer like angels from above. There's a million songs on red and just waiting to be sung, in a voice on every continent that can carry everyone. Yeah, I want to feel them ring in my ears. I want you all around the world, looking for the sign. Everywhere you turn, you find love if you believe it. All around the world, be what you desired, live inspired. What you give is what you get. You go all around the world. Oh, ooh,
They're cheering all around the world.
That's awesome.
Joe Taylor is here on Border Crossings, and your music has been on the Canadian radio charts.
It has.
And also, you have a song that has appeared on a TV show in the United States.
I have.
So how did that happen?
You know, actually, the girl I worked with, her name is Hillary Bernstein. She's one of my wonderful co-writing partners. And come on, the nice thing about a woman... working with a woman is to have a woman's intuition. So it came in very, very handy. So we've become this writing partnership. And she basically pitched the song to the television network, to NBC. And it just, you know, it just happened to be on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. It was, I think it was like a, I think they were like in a cafeteria or like sort of like a cafe, sorry. It's a little bit of a love scene kind of thing. So, hey, it was happy. So it worked, mm-hmm. And that's how that happened.
And there's the soap opera connection again to Rick Springfield. Going back to Rick Springfield. Your song should have been at General Hospital.
You know what's really funny? I think that I'm about. I was born in the 70s, and I don't know a guy, or sorry, a girl, from the 70s. You know, or before. I'm sure there's a few, but. Who didn't have a crush on him at one point or another. They're mm-hmm. like, yeah, that was my first crush. That was my first, you know, so it was really funny opening up for him because, oh my goodness, can I get in? Hey, wait a minute. I've been doing gigs for a long time. Why didn't you want to come and see me? No, I'm just kidding. So anyways, yeah, so he's a crush, I guess, for a lot of women.
Now tell me about your tour because you're on the road right now. And
I am.
And you told me you were in Los Angeles doing shows there and got
Los
sick.
Yes, I got sick. It was terrible. Did the Hard Rock in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Done a few shows in the D.C., or as they would call it, the DMV.
The DMV. I'm there you go. The local. He's got the
I
local.
Love the DMV. I'm going to write a song called the DMV. It's pretty cool. And so I'm after this. Excuse me. I'm off to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a little thing down there in the, what do they call it, the Big Easy?
The Big Easy, yeah. French Quarter,
yeah.
Bourbon Street.
I think the weather is going to be pretty nice down there as well. So mm-hmm. hopefully no bad weather.
Does the tour go out of the U.S.? Are you doing any international stops?
Yes. I'm going to be up in, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be up in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to love this. I'm doing the National Women's Show.
Oh.
So imagine this, 20,000 women in a convention.
And you're getting paid for it.
I'm getting
Not
paid
a bad
for
thing.
It. Happy because they can buy whatever they want. There's just millions of products. Like if you were to have a guy show, there'd be like five things, like food, sleeping. Well, I won't mention the other one. And you know, with a woman, there's like a million different things going on. So I'm just going to sit back and try and make them happy.
Take it all in.
So
Joe Taylor is with us on Border Crossings. The new album is called Anything's Possible. If people around the world who are tuned in want to get the album, where would they go?
The best thing for them to do, they can go to iTunes mm-hmm. and just type in Joe Taylor, Anything's Possible, with an apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
And on things, and or they could just go to my website, which is joetaylorofficial.com.
joetaylorofficial.com.
Official, yeah, you got to be official.
Was there another Joe Taylor?
There's a guy named Larry Joe Taylor. He's another Joe Taylor, and apparently there's another Joe Taylor.
But you're the official.
I am the official one.
All right.
But Larry's been around a little longer than me, so if you hear or you bump into him, tell him, you know,
The official Joe Taylor.
The official Joe Taylor says hi.
How about Facebook and Twitter? Social media.
You know, the best thing to do, just hit the website.
Mm-hmm.
You could do facebook.com/Joe Taylor Music, but it's just best hit the website and every possible link, icon, thing you push
mm-hmm.
is going to be on there. And just push the button.
Just that easy.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just that easy.
All right. We got time for one more song.
Okay.
All right.
Well, since we were talking about the title track.
All right.
Why don't we do it? This is a song. This was written by Mr. Matt Bizanet. And this one is called Possible.
Burned a shadow on my bedroom floor as I wonder what it all is for. Does it all add up to nothing? Turns away a love behind the store. Shut it down because I want it more. this world will wait for no one. Rolling waves crash as I come up for air. What leaves me barely breathing? Lonely days pass. I dare too much to care when I am too blind to see that I've wasted all this time playing fool. Will I ever make a last stand like a new man? Is it possible to believe in love again? 'Cause it's forever, ever after, moving faster. What disaster is it possible to fly this plane and find some place to land? Tearing down a photo on the wall, crush my building with a single goal. There's a heart there in the rubble, leaving my best of friends on the fence. Pick up broken pieces, make them fit in a puzzle incomplete. And I've wasted all this time playing cool. Will I ever make a last stand like a new man? Is it possible to believe in love again? 'Cause it's forever, ever after, moving faster. What disaster is it possible to fly this plane and find some place to land? Planted flowers in my bedroom floor, still can't figure what it all is for. Will I ever make a last stand like a new to believe in love, 'cause it's forever, ever after, spinning faster. What disaster is it possible to fly?
There it is. There it is. The big finish. Saved it for the end.
Absolutely.
Joe Taylor, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
A pleasure to meet you. And again, the website?
It's joetaylorofficial.com. And we're actually going to be tonight, I believe, that we're going to be doing another date tonight. And I think, I'm trying to think offhand. It's the, trying to think offhand what it is. I guess the best thing to do is, again, to go to the website, and I think we're actually going to get the we're going to get it in a second right now.
The big show.
The big show.
The big show.
Actually, you know, it's funny. We were we were okay. So it's actually going to be at the Treehouse Lounge, and but the reason why I was a little stumped was because we were actually supposed to do a Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be pretty cool. We're actually going to film a thing in Hard Rock. So that's going to be postponed. We'll be back in D.C. for you folks. Mm. So, and I hit tonight 7:45, and it's going to probably do about an hour set. So
great.
It's pretty cool.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Well, there you go.
Appreciate meeting you and hearing some great music.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I hope to do it again.
That's called Anything's Possible, the new album, which is available right now.
Yeah, it is. Just hit iTunes or hit the website, and absolutely.
And anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
All right, Joe Taylor's been our guest. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
Hey, this is Rob Thomas, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
こぼれないように思い出す春の日ひとりぼっちの夜上を向いて歩こう星を数えて思い出す夏の日ひとりぼっちの夜幸せは雲の上に幸せは空涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら一人ぼっちの夜
Border Crossings, the unmistakable sound of 1963's Kyu Sakamoto with Sukiyaki. And he was regarded in Japan as a music icon until his death in 1985. He was tragically killed in an airplane crash. It crashed in a mountain in Japan, and they still don't know the cause to this very day. But Kyu Sakamoto, 13 million copies of that song were sold back in the 60s, and it was redone in the 80s by A Taste of Honey. You might remember that cover version. That is a birthday request on Border Crossings from Carl Scarborough of the Peace Corps in Malawi. And he says, I want that dedicated for my wife, Karen Reese, on her birthday, which happens to be today. So happy birthday to Karen from your husband, Carl. And he said that we were teenagers listening to that song. This is Border Crossings. We started off with a request from Nigeria. Elijah asked us for Carlos Santana's Smooth. And apparently, the guy who played the guitar in that song also played guitar with Joe Taylor. Little did I know. He knows everybody. He's connected to everybody. Joe Taylor on the show today. And you can check that out on our website if you want to check out the archive file. In a few hours, it'll be posted at voanews.com or voamusicmix.net. And both of those websites will have the archive file of today's interview with Joe Taylor on Border Crossings. All right, coming up, another birthday request. Anne-Marie Saniera in Sierra Leone says it's a birthday today. She's 76 years young today. Bless your heart. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Here's your birthday request, Solomon Burke.
Birthday, and I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, precious baby, birthday baby. Tonight. you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour with candy. Baby, birthday baby,
stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true, I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love, I believe in old folks, I believe in children, I believe. I believe in love, I believe in babies, I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
Crossings, Don Williams, and I Believe in You, Ibrahim, in Ghana, listening to our show. I Believe in You, Ibrahim. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Etienne in Rwanda, listening at 104.3. Elikam, Edwina, Saidu, Sherry, Elena, they're all tuned in as well. And we've got some other folks who posted messages on my Facebook page. El Tesh Caspe Doctor, Rajab Mininwa, Valentin Minikov, Placide Tsisinge, Nuro Mereg, and Ibrahim Snipper. So thank you, everybody, for listening and for posting messages on our Facebook wall, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. There's a bunch of people on our Facebook page who were listening today to the interview with Joe Taylor, Reeve, Samuel, Fez, Grace, Hodger, Aram, Mary Rose, Vanessa, Shahinur, Saida, Genesis, Chandra, and Irene Shawi. So thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Border Crossings, and thanks again to Joe Taylor for coming in and being on our program. Tomorrow, we have Jackson Brown on the show. Tomorrow, I will be out playing golf for charity, and Jackson Brown will be here. We pre-recorded our interview with Jackson Brown, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. And you're listening at 1500 Universal for that special, Jackson Brown on Border Crossing. Thanks to Carl. Thanks to Vince. Thanks, Mary. Thanks to Wagner. Thanks to everybody. I'll just continue thanking people. Thank to you and you and you and you. And thanks to everybody listening to Border Crossings. Especially thank you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. I'll catch you again live on the show with requests on Monday. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.